With a very good story. I thought we could all use a good story. Austin Murphy wrote about it in the Press Democrat yesterday. And well, let's go right to our guest. He is the founder of Wolf Contracting. Michael Wolf is with us. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I am feeling better by the moment, in large part because of your story. Okay, so you're a contractor. You're working on a house near Coffee Park, right?
Right.
And what do you see beyond the house you're working on?
Well, there was a building that was a house that was just derelict. It'd been sitting for more than a year with no movement. The shear wall was literally molding in a number of areas. The shear wall was starting to peel away from the framing, and it was just about the biggest eyesore in Coffee Park.
So it was a house in partial rebuild mode that just stopped?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So you see this day after you're working in an adjacent area. And what did you do then?
Well, I happened to be there one day, and the pastor of my church lives just a couple doors down. And I got to talking to him about it and just how horrible I thought it was. And he told me the story of Mary Beth, who that was her house, and what had happened to her. And the story was heartbreaking.
Was it a story about finances, about contractors, what?
Well, it was just about how she'd been taken advantage of by not one, but two contractors, and how she'd pretty much lost all faith in the contracting community and was ready to walk away from the project altogether because she didn't have enough money and she didn't want to be taken advantage of anymore. And she just was feeling completely defeated.
Yeah.
And I imagine the way she felt was reflected in how her house looked just sitting there literally in ruins.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you had that conversation with her, and then you decided to do something about it.
Well, you know, at least once a year, we try to do something for the community just to give back, and I really felt like this was a very worthy cause, and I brought it to the rest of our team and told them that I wanted to do this project, and everybody was excited about it and on board, so we decided to reach out to Mary Beth and ask her if we could help.
And when you say help, Michael, I mean, this is obviously, you're not talking about finishing up, a fence line or one wall on a house. It obviously was a bigger project than that.
Well, it's a pretty big project. And, you know, to be totally fair, and Mary Beth had some money. She didn't have nearly enough to finish the project. So we figured, let's get the project started and we'll donate wherever we have to. We'll lower our costs to wherever we have to. I mean, and I had a feeling that other people might be inspired by it and want to jump on board. And so far, the outreach has been amazing. There have been a number of contractors. As a matter of fact, I just talked with a concrete contractor this morning who wants to go over there with me and take a look. He wants to donate the concrete for free.
Nice. It's raising the barn, isn't it, Michael?
Well, you know, I tell you, there's just so much going on in this world today that it is depressing that when you get something really good happening and it makes you feel good, I mean, it just, that's why I'm in business. And what our company stands for is we're, you know, trying to do the right thing and we're trying to improve people's lives and, you know, not just our customers, but the employees that work for the company. And something like this is very much in keeping with why we are a company. And it's why we do it.
Well, it's a very impressive story so far. What was Mary Beth's reaction when you came to her with this prospect?
Well, to be perfectly honest, and I don't blame her even a little bit. She was very skeptical.
Sure, I would be too. Yeah,
she had heard it all before, and you know, The case of the last contractor, I think they reached out to her directly because they knew that she'd been taken advantage of by the first contractor, Chiaramonte. And yeah. so they kind of preyed on that, I think, and used that as an angle to get themselves in the door and by making promises that they couldn't fulfill. So, you know, when Mary Beth heard us making promises that sounded like, wow, I've heard this all before.
Yeah, an even better story, sure.
Yeah, I don't blame her one bit for being skeptical and feeling like this is too good to be true. So, but I urge her to just, you know, go out into the community and do your research, find out who we are. We've done things like this in the past, and we want to help you. And if you'll take our help, we would love to do what we can for you.
I'm assuming that she came around, Michael.
Well, we've got a really good reputation, and she, as a matter of fact, this is the second house that we took over that was abandoned by Urban Equity. And so she spoke with the people that we were working for that were finishing their house. As a matter of fact, we're turning over the keys to that one this morning. So she got a good report there, and then also she talked with Steve Rahm. He's the president of the Coffee
yes,
Strong
he is.
Foundation.
Yep.
And we had donated the demolition of the Hopper Wall when they were getting ready to rebuild the
Huge
Hopper Wall.
Project,
that was
yeah.
What we wanted to do back then to help out. And I think she may have even talked to the North Coast Builders Exchange, mm-hmm. Who is very familiar with us because we're a very active member, and got glowing reports from all of them. And she decided, what does she have to lose?
Yeah, yeah. And so where does the project stand now?
Well, we're just getting close to wrapping up the framing repairs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major issues that prevented this project from moving forward is the city of Santa Rosa kind of brought things to a halt because the framing was done incorrectly, and there was a number of engineering issues that needed to be repaired
yeah,
before it could move
that.
Forward.
Yeah.
So we've literally been taking large portions of the house apart and redoing them, getting them to where they need to be to pass that inspection so it can move on to the next stage. Soon we'll be putting on doors and windows and getting the siding on and getting a roof on so that it's protected against the elements and ready for winter time.
Yeah, if we ever have any elements again, it'll be ready for that. And that's good. That's good news
right.
indeed. How does this make you and your family feel, Michael, and certainly your employees and the other contractors who have jumped on board?
Well, you know, as a company and my family included, you know, we're proud to be able to say, you know, we're one of the good guys and mm-hmm. we're, you know, making a good name for the construction industry. And to be able to see how it impacts the people that we're helping when we're doing it, that makes us feel really good. And I mean, I would say that, I mean, that's the biggest motivating factor of all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, we're proud. We are very proud as a company
so.
To be able to be involved in something like this.
Absolutely fantastic start to the story, and not only we hope will certainly reinvigorate Mary Beth's belief in humankind, but this is a ripple effect story. So everybody that's hearing about it now, and everybody that wants to follow your progress, and everybody who wants to make sure that they remember the name of Wolf Contracting in Santa Rosa. We all appreciate your efforts so far, and thanks for giving all of us a shot in the arm this morning, Michael. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate you for having us on and getting the word out there. The more people that hear about stuff like this and that want to help out, the more the merrier, because I mean, yeah. it really
it's a barn raising. Come on. We need a lot of people involved in this effort. Will you do me a favor, Michael? Will you keep us posted on your progress?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I'll look forward to that. And thanks for giving us something that we all sorely needed this morning, belief in humankind. Good luck on the rest of the project. And thank you for being such an important member of our community.
Thank you.
That's Michael Wolf, founder of Wolf Contracting. And what a great story about Coffee Park and our good thoughts to Mary Beth. And may this project turn around as quickly as possible for her. And thank you to Austin Murphy at the PD for sharing it with us so we could share it with you, too.